Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we tackle issues to do with young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, May the 31st, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking political violence and efforts to cultivate tolerance among young people from different political parties as we head towards the 2023 general elections. On Sunday, the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change says its supporters were hospitalized after attacks by ZANU-PF activists in Kwekwe. And another CCC member, Mo Blessing Ali, is missing. And the party says she was abducted by ZANU-PF thug. But the police say the case has nothing to do with politics. Plus, ZANU-PF is also pushing back. Kwazwai vatereri linjani mulie Zimbabwe kusangana uku muchirongwa cheve chidiki che The Connection panopa nepfenyuro yenyu nepfenyuro ye Studio 7. Nasi tiri kukurukura ne nyaya ye political violence. Uye zve matano ari kuitwa kupedza mirishonga iyi takaona nemusuwe sondo. Mtungamiri webato re-CCC, Va Nelson Chamisa, vachiita msangano kuKwekwe. Uye zve, pakapera msangano uyu, takaona bato iri rakuburitsa mashoko kuti pane vatsigiri varo vakaradzikwa kuchipatara mushure mekuzvindikitwa nevatsigiri veZANU-PF. Asi bato reZANU-PF riri kuzviramba izvi. Saka tichataura nezvenyaya yemhirizhonga uyezve matano ari kuitwa kuyananisa vechidiki vanobva kumapato akasiyana-siyana. CCC, MDC, ZANU-PF. Ndokuti pasazoita mirishonga yakadai tichienda kusarudzodza 2023. Ilo utaba isingalo slobe standekayo. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngotaba lodlakela. Kwezombusazwe phela sibone umnumzana Nelson Chamisa umkhokheli webandla le Citizens Coalition for Change. Siba lomhlangano eKwekwe ngempela sonto. Wathi uphela lo mhlangano sabona sebekhipha imbiko ethi abasekeli babo batshaywe kabuhlungu ngamalunga eZANU-PF abanye balaliswa esibhedlela. IZANU-PF yakulandula lokho. Eganti CCC ithi yikho okwenzakalayo. Siyazi njalo ukuthi kule lunga le CCC elathunjwayo mhlaka 24 kulinyanga elilokhe lingabonakali uMo Blessing Ali. CCC ithi wathunjwa isikliwi seZANU-PF esaziwayo. Kodwa amapolisa athi hayi uMo Blessing Ali kathunjwanga ngumuntu wepolitics, wathunjwa ngumuntu ayethandana laye uPius Jamba kumbe Jamba. So ilo utaba esingalo lamhlanje silabo abavela kuma political parties achiyeneyo, ikanti silabo njalo abenhlanganiso ezama ukuletha abasakhulayo laba ethiwa yi-4H Zimbabwe. Sizabake labo kuhlelo. And joining me tonight, that's my first guest, Mubaba Godfrey Kurawone of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Vakurawone ti noku gamuchirai muchirongwa.
Kwazwai mkumantu gamili, kwazwai ya watereri.
Tinotenda, ingati taurei ne nyaze mirishonga izi. Starting off with the issue of Mo Blessing Ali. We are seeing this back and forth between you guys and the police. You are alleging that she was kidnapped by a non-ZANU-PF thug. And according to you, that's Pius Jamga. But the police are saying that This case has nothing to do with politics. These are former two lovers, and apparently Mr. Jangwa is furious that he was dumped after allegedly spending a lot of money on his ex-girlfriend. What say you about that pushback from the cops?
Mkoma, this is not new from ZANU-PF. We all know ZANU-PF tactics. We saw the same thing happening on Itai Dzamara. They create a different narrative of the actual thing that had that happened. The same way they created on Itai Dzamara. The same way they did on most of the MDC members who were killed in 2008. Even today, they don't even agree if you tell them about Gukura Hundi. But it's known, it's open, it's known by everyone. So by nature, they are liars. And I'm sure that they're trying to create this narrative to divert people's, the people's attention on one more blessing. They're doing this to justify their evil action. We all know they are responsible. Everybody knows they are responsible. Who doesn't know that they are brother Itai Dzamara? Everyone knows that. But they refused. They abducted Gonyeti, but they refused. They abducted Johanna Mamombe, Netaya Marova, Cecilia Chimbiri. And today, the victims are going to court. They're appearing in court over a cooked narrative by ZANU-PF in trying to justify their action, in trying to cleanse their evil deeds. So we are aware of that. We know what they do when they do such an evil thing. They create a narrative. You could have divided around Zimbabwe. Could have forgotten to continue about us later. Why least they know could they are responsible? So we will not take any word from them. We know the police of Zimbabwe, Rainita, they were asked to investigate Itai Dzamara. They did nothing. Instead, this is the same thing they're doing on more blessing. They're trying to create a narrative. ZANU-PF was not responsible because police and ZANU-PF, they want the same thing. The Zimbabwe Republic Police is an extension of ZANU-PF. They act under instructions from the Jongwe House. They don't do whatever they think is police officers, but they get instructions from Jongwe House. So what they are saying is a statement written maybe by Charamba or by Tafaza Ngwadi at Jongwe House. It's not their own creation. So we know all these things. They have done this before. This is not new.
And the issue of violence, Mr. Kurawone, that you allege occurred in Kwekwe on Sunday after Mr. Chamisa's meeting, has anyone been brought to book by the police? And did you guys report the matter in the first place?
Atina case, atina reporter kubva. I think if you can recall from the violence in 2002, the violence in 2008, the violence, all the cases were reported. I will give you the example of myself. My own car was burnt in Mujura or Mumba. It was burnt to ashes. I reported. Nothing was done by the police. So this is the same thing they're doing. We keep on reporting and reporting and reporting, but at the end of the day, the police won't do anything. So all these cases were reported, but the police in Zimbabwe, it's only there to save ZANU-PF.
Asi mapurisa acho neve ZANU-PF vari kuzviramba izvozvo vakurauone ari kuti imimi se CCC. Munowanzo masvibisa mapurisa kana nyaya dzisiri kukufambirai, asi mapurisa panoita basa rinokufadzai, munongonyarara kunge hapana chaitika.
Chekutanga, mukoma ngomo, muchaona kuti it's an abnormality kuti vanhu vafarire kuti polisi yaita basa, because that is what they're supposed to be doing. But however, handisati ndaona pachoti ndivarumbidze kuti politically police yaita in a manner yekuti vari neutral. Maybe on cases dzekuba kwevanhu, dzekubisana kwevanhu, in cases dzekuurayana kwevanhu, in cases dzimwe dziri criminal, dzisiri political, In each and every case in political, I would want you to point one and say, on this one, the police did well for you, and you did not say anything. All the political cases, police in Zimbabwe, in again a DV, police in Zimbabwe, in again a DV. Saka hapana kesi ya watenga kati kwa zinga tuwa rumpiti. Besides, kwa tunofana wa rumpiti ni hii. Kana hiyo waita basa kala fara kita. Otherwise, we should complain if they don't do what they are expected of doing. But if they do what they are expected of doing, tunofana kutu kudini. So, Shawamadi, you they know. That's why they are saying that. They know themselves. They know what they don't usually do what they are expected of doing as peacekeepers of Zimbabwe, as law enforcers of Zimbabwe. They are not doing what they are expected of doing. So that is why Vachidaro. Magambona Mapuru peace, because they are always doing things according to the book.
Hayi liyamuzwa ubaba uGodfrey kurawone ngwebandla le yellow ibandla le Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa ngubaba uNelson Chamisa. Sikhuluma lapho ngodaba lodlakela ngoba ngempela sonto bathi bachayiwe kakubi ngabasekeli bezanuPF ngemva komhlangano kaChamisa eKwekwe. Kanti abaningi lizakhumbula njalo ukuthi kulelunga le-Triple C Mo Blessing Ali osele iviki 7 days engabonakali. Abe-Triple C bathi wathunjwa ngabe-ZANU-PF, kodwa abe-ZANU-PF bayakulandula, kanti la mapholisa athi hayi udaba lolungo lwesithandani ngolwabantu abake bathandana. Alulani ilezo mbusazwe. Going back to the issue of Mo Blessing Ali, Mr. Kurawone, how is her family doing?
You know, like any other person, like any other parent, like any other sibling, when one of you is missing, obviously you are disturbed. Mbaimo mwamunaru gare, people are still are thinking, trying to figure out where is their child, where is their sister, where is their sibling. Abarikutambura abuza vasikuziva kuti munhu wavo ari kupi. Up until maybe vanovaziva kuti munhu ari kupi, maybe vanopa vangazorora. But all I can say is, you know, munhu, whenever a person is missing, you know, vanhu vanoneseka, especially considering kuti everyone knows how it is Amara, you know, got missed, and how it has disappeared. You know, everyone is now worried. You get worried, obviously, because you start to think, what if what happens to Tamara happens to her? Just remember saying, you know, such kind of a feeling. You know, but especially kind of ones. So the family is worried. At least they want to know where is their relative.
And you are bringing in that issue of Zamara. It's very unfortunate that several years on, we still don't know what happened to Zamara. Clearly, what kind of a country is it that...
And several years on, ZANU-PF is still denying that they were responsible for the disappearance of Hitai Zamara. The same way they're doing on Mo Blessing. We know them. 7 years on, they're still refusing that they were responsible for disappearance of Hitai Zamara. But everyone knows it's the Mugabe regime that made Hitai Zamara disappear. But up to date, they refuse. So what can stop them to do what they did on Hitai Zamara? They can do anything and still deny that they were responsible for the disappearance of Mo Blessing. By nature, they are liars. That's who they are.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Kurawone. Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe the connection vachangoti bata tinokugamushira hii tiri muchirongwa che the connection chirongwa chinozeya nyaya dzine chekuita nevechidiki uyezve nhasi tikukurukura nenyaya yemhirizhonga as we head towards the 2023 general elections sixoxa ngodaba lodlakela lamhlanje sibhekane nje ilokhetho luka-2023 kanye le mizamo eyenziwa zinhlanganiso ezifana labo 4H iZimbabwe eyokuletha ukuthula phakathi kwabasakhulayo bamabandla achiyeneyo. Lamhlanje ngilo baba uGodfrey Kurawone kuhlelo webandla le-CCC. Lamanye njalo amagesti lapha uRuth Chomola bengilaye lapha ecingweni wenhlanganiso ke ye-4H iZimbabwe, kodwa ucingo lwakhe lukhathile, but will try and bring back on. Kanti ke njalo sinxusile labezana uPF bathembisa ukubana bazabuya kuhlelo, ngakho please bear with us as we try to reach out to them. Sibatshele ukuthi hayi, uhlelo soluphakathi bakithi, ngenani njengokuvumelana kwethu ngaphambilina. Meanwhile tiyenderemberedu nehurukuru wedu naba Godfrey Kurawone ve-CCC. Saka poitwa sei apa vakurawone takananga kusarudzo dza 2023, nekuti we have seen in previous elections pachiita bwabowa, nyonga-nyonga, mirizhonga, bata murefu bata mfupi, especially between you guys ve-CCC, previously MDC Alliance, neve ZANU-PF. Saka poitwa sei apa kuti paite runyararo muna 2023?
Not, as a point of correction, we are not previously MDC Alliance. We are a very new party. We are a completely new party. We are not previously MDC Alliance. But some of our members, they used to be in MDC Alliance. But as CCC is a completely new party, it has nothing to do with MDC Alliance. It has nothing to do with MDC. So I wanted to make it very clear on that one. But on the issue of violence, you know, it's something that has been in ZANU-PF's DNA. We know from the Gukurahundi era, we know from 2002 election, there was violence. 27 June 2008, there was violence. And we thought maybe Mugabe, now that he is gone, maybe we'll see a new culture of doing things. We'll see a new way of doing things, which may be the inception of Emmerson Mnangagwa. But things are getting from bad to worse. During Mugabe's time, no one was shot dead in the streets demonstrating. But we saw it happening during Mnangagwa's era in January, in August 2018. We saw it happening in January 2019. People were shot dead in the streets. Something that we have never witnessed during Mugabe's time. So this issue of violence, it's been in ZANU-PF for a long time.
Hold it there, Mr. Kurawone. I'll come back to you. We've been joined now by Ruth Chomola. I want to give a chance to speak, lest her connection goes away again. But please stay on the line, Mr. Kurawone, as I bring in Ruth Chomola of the organization 4H Zimbabwe. Ruth, good evening and welcome.
Evening, how are you? Thank you for having me.
We are good. Thank you so much for making time. Ndimika vanatete Ruth Vayananisi. We know you are engaged in some mitigation efforts to mitigate violence among political party youths. Tell us more about your programs and how they are going.
Okay, so ideally the project started in June last year, but you know, political parties, they didn't trust us, and we had to keep on engaging, knocking on closed doors, trying to get their attention. But gradually we created a relationship with the parties, and then we started in November, whereby we started with the trainings. These trainings were facilitated for conversations about conflict resolution, the role of peace and development, and the role of youth in Zimbabwe in conflict. So at first it was a bit of like very volatile situation, but over time we got to get used to each other, to appreciate that as youth, before we're divided along party lines, we are youth and we're actually suffering the same things. And as the majority in the country, we need to come up and say we are agreeing on those things and we want to fight some of the negative things you participated. I'm sure you've come across research that alludes to how we are more than 60% in Zimbabwe. And also, we are the foot soldiers when there's politics, when there's violence. It's mainly the youth who are running. And so for us, we said, it's high time we speak to the youth. Identify, because some of these things are doing them because of ignorance. We do not know our rights. We do not know our constitution. We don't even know how to manage conflict because some things necessarily have to escalate. So we did trainings. We trained our youth leaders. We started with three political parties. This was CCC, ZANU-PF, and MDCT. And then after the trainings, we had a symposium. I think many people are aware of it, whereby there was a bit of conflict, but since we've been going through the strenuous trainings and all, we were able to manage it well as youth amongst the parties. No, this is not how we behave as my youth. Yes, our ideas are different, but we are one. We should suppose to agree with it. We are here to discuss electoral reform and not to attack each other personally. And so for us, that was a main success, that finally it's getting through. So then we then asked the parties how they would want to go forward. And all the parties were like, we want to have a sports tournament. We want to see how these lessons are helping us and how we relate with each other. That's when on Africa Day, we commemorated Africa Day by having inter-party youth sports. These were attended by CCC, NCA, that's National Constitutional Assembly. Then there was ZANU-PF, there was LEAD, there was MDCT, and there was FEES, Front for Economic Emancipation in Zimbabwe. Yeah, we had fun. It was great.
Great. That's great. And pa mitambo yacho yenhabvu yamuri kutaura, pane vamwe vatakanzwa kuti vakarwana munhandare imomo. Was it in one of your matches kana kuti ndezvimwe izvi?
Havana kurwana. It was a misunderstanding during the match. And the leaders intervened, they came and they helped cool the situation. So that was major conflict management for our part, a success for us. So we're saying, if we're able to have such good, yes, conflict is inevitable, that's true, but how you manage it?
I'd like to apologize. They Runare Rwa Rutha Chomola Rwadambuka Saga Hopa Kutitcha Gona Ukumzora Futipa Chirongwa Asianga Chitaura Pone Imitambwe Navu Yavari Kurunga is the 4H Zimbabwe organization vachiedza kuita ana tete vachiedza kuyananisa mapato zvematongero enyika kuti asawanikwe achipinda panyaya dzemhirizhonga zvikuru sei vechidiki vazamake lapo Orutha Chomola ave nhlanganiso ye 4H Zimbabwe ukutoka imidlalo yenguqu behlanganisa ke abasakhulayo abavela amabandla afana labo Zanu PF, Triple C, lamanya chene MDCT and so forth. Uthi baqhubeke imidlalo Africa Day hayi yaphumelela sibili sabona kuthiwa kwaba lokutshayana but uthi hayi abantu kabazange batshayane kwaba nje le singathi yi-misunderstanding kodwa basebe ilungisisana yaqhubeka ke imidlalo as we try to reconnect with Ruth. Ndizokere kwa muri, ndizoke kwa muri mkoma kura uone. Manzozi Ruta ura na Ruta. Mungati matano avari kutora kupeza mirijonga pakati penyu. Veshi digi from various political parties. Mungati iri kubudirira ini. Are you guys being tolerant towards each other?
I would like to appreciate the effort being made by 4H. They are trying to bring political parties together so that maybe one day tshawana mwenye lokafalana kuti it's not us being, you know, enemies or being violent or whatsoever, but ngatingo runatiwana tshawana ngwe chete. But however, the problem which is now happening is our counterparts from ZANU-PF, they indicate left and turn right. Vafundisi maskat asma neru imondi. That's the biggest challenge that we are having. Tatama bora nasi titra yepis, and the following morning or the following day, vanoruamunu we CCC. Parali. We played bola today, and the following day, these overzealous kandisha ano poster a message insider violence. To me, it shows kuti they are not committed. They are not committed at all. What they are doing is just lip singing. You mean kuti muna aruku imba ya siku imba. That's what they are doing. They are just doing lip singing. What they are saying and what they are doing are two parallel things. Put that peace, but at the same time, machita violence. So to me, my efforts, F4H, they will be rendered useless because of these my thugs are overexcited, like when I can't share. They are overexcited for nothing. Maybe it's because of the power within the youth league is ZANU-PF. So he's trying to market himself. But the way he's marketing himself is not the right way because he is inciting violence, which we are trying to fight for as Zimbabwean citizens. So they'll try, but believe you me, as long as ZANU-PF is one of the political parties in Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF will not stop violence because there is no other language which they understand. They cannot talk to anyone and convince that person in the Mashoko. They cannot talk to anyone and convince that person with ideology because they have been in power for more than 40 years. They have nothing new to tell any person to convince that person. So the only way to do is to use violence. So they will not cease to be violent until they are removed from power.
Siyabonga tinotenda mkoma kura wone. Please do stay on the line as we try to reconnect with Ruth Chomola of the organization 4H Zimbabwe. Ruth, uri kutinzwa? Hello, Ruth. Connection there remaining very elusive, but we will continue trying to get Ruth Chomola back. Nichilo njalo ngaphambili nokuthi sikesa khulumisana labe ZANU-PF umabuthomoyo umabuthomoyo ngwezana uPF kobulawayo sike saxoxa wathembisa impela ukuthi hayi uza kuba khona ikuhlelo simfonele kodwa we've been trying to do that ukuthi simlethe kuhlelo sixoxeni ngodaba lodlakela lolu kodwa hayi akadobhi ucingo lwakhe angazi mhlawumbe usuke waba matasa but I'm putting this out there because isusa ti tori any rutivi any position saka kana tichi kurukura nenyaza kadai we always like to bring on ma TVS Zanu PF vari kupomerwa vatsho vari kupomera different political parties really saka sizamile mpela ukuthi sibe labo abezanu PF kuhlelo isikhathi sesambile ngiyasibona siyahamba njalo ube evumele ubaba uMabutho Moyo ukuthi hayi uza sijoyina sixoxe ngodaba lodlakela lolu kodwa akasabambeki let me try Ruth Chomola again from the organization 4H Zimbabwe. Ruth, can you hear me? Hello, Ruth. Okay, it seems this is not working. Let me try and call him directly on the phone using a different app. As I continue my conversation with Mr. Godfrey Kurawone of the organization, the political party, Triple C. Saka mkoma kura one matipo ito asei, murukuti Zanu PF will never, you know, renounce violence because that's the only tool they can use to win elections. Asi wariku shiramba izozo. Asi, po ito asei, itichenda kuna 2023.
I told you before Ntunga Meli kuti awalasha arubuma. If you still remember during Mugabe's time, Mugabe would go on the podium and say, "No to violence. Let's vote in peace. Let's campaign in peace." But after the rally, my wala wana wachitwa say, and he comes back on the same podium and refuses kuti such things happened. So that's who they are. But now my problem with Emmerson Mnangagwa is at least Mugabe would go on the podium and preach peace. But this one can go on the podium and incite violence. What kind of a president is that one? A country needs a president who go on the podium and preach peace. A country needs a president who would go on the podium and unite the citizens. A country needs a president. Not a president who go to a school on a career's guidance and encourage the peoples to be engineers, to make guns and helicopters for war. That's the kind of a president we have in Zimbabwe. He always think of war, and war. He think of violence. Shamut nemunyu, masol jatura bata wa murove. Such are his statements. So until we have a president who will address the citizens as he talks about peace, that's when Zimbabwe will have peace. Until we have a president, maybe in Zanu PF, I'm not going to mirror as he talks about peace. That's when Zimbabwe shall have peace. But as long as we have this kind of thugs, as long as we have this kind of leadership in Zanu PF, we are very far away from attaining peace.
Thank you, Mkoma Kurawone, the Bata Manje. Ruth Chomola on the phone. Mkoma Kurawone, please stay on the line. Saga. Ruth, Wanga uchi taura papa nezvirongwa zvenyu zvenhabvu zvekuyananisa mapato ezvematongero enyika. Takaona Triple C nemusi wesvondo vachiti vakarohwa zvakaipisisa. Kukwekwe uko vari kuti neZANU-PF asi ZANU-PF iri kuzviramba izvi. Tichienda kusarudzo dza 2023, muri kuona matanho enyu achibatsira here pakudzikisa nyaze mhirizhonga izi? Because kura uona ari kuti haazi kuona. He appreciates your efforts, but hanzi navakura uone ZANU-PF haigoni kuwina sarudzo pasina mhirizhonga, saka vachizoramba vachingorwa vanhu. Muri kuona maefforts enyu achibudirira here?
As an organization, what you realize is this problem is older than us. It's been going on for years on end now. And every time someone wants to blame the other, it's never outright clear on what really the issue is or who's the perpetrator or who is the victim. And so for us, we are saying we want an inclusive, fair and political environment. And for us, what made us really penetrate and break the ground as for us to use sport as the middle of the strategy for us. So the feedback at Tawana over time was that people would want the initiatives to go across the country with much emphasis on us going to my world sport areas, such as Anamount, Darwin and all. And for us as an organization, we are saying, now that people appreciate that this is what we want to do, it would be ideal also if my pressure groups, my movements, my CSOs also mainstream issues, the political trends and peace process. Because TDTGIS will not be able to impact and determine whether there will not be violence in 2023. But now it's an issue of behavioral change. As a youth, as an individual, start with equity. I want to make the conscious choice to avoid, to not be part of the conflict, as organizations, as individuals. Today, at that age, we were able to raise alarm and say, there is unrest in this area. The perpetrator is this, and we demand transparency and accountability. But it starts somewhere. Already, we are divided along political lines, and no one wants to agree with us. And it's very hard for us to say we are going to unite towards this cause if we are divided. So we are saying that we want to unify, we want to be one voice, and then we are able to demand goods and any. This we are done. Like we are saying, it's youth constitute more than 60%. So if we're able to influence the youth to desist from violence, I think for us, we make progress that we've not seen since 1980. So for us, we're saying we want to work, we want to continue, we want even those that we're targeting to also be willing to change their behaviors towards political change.
Aha, uya kuluma lapo Ruth ngama hotspots ajayele ukuba lodlakela kakhulu. I think ukhulume nge Mount Darwin. Muri kutaura apo mzvare Ruth ne ma hotspots. Amuri kutanowanzoita violence kunge ku Mount Darwin uko. Which are the hotspots if you identified anowanzoita mhirizhonga uyezve? Amuri kurongera kuti munogona kusvika ikoko muyananise.
Okay, so the plan is to go national. This is a national project, and we started the sports in Harare province, and we're going to cascade down to my district, my provinces. And the idea what we're saying is, kurukunze kuma rural areas, there's more intolerance as compared to other areas in the country. There are places like Mount Darwin that have been saying, there are places in Manikale and the Midlands where we want to go there. And like you're saying, there was unrest in Kwekwe and all. These are things that are happening that you want to be able to mitigate and say, guys, let's come back to the green board and identify what really is hampering or causing us to tolerate such behavior. Because ideally, we're supposed to be able to live together. Whether I support which party, that's up to me. That's my choice. It's a constitutional right. I should not be harassed for it by anyone for that matter.
And I imagine such an initiative as yours would be supported by the government? Have you tried to engage them?
For initiative, what working memorandums of understanding with political parties, and we have also followed all protocol that is required in our activities. So we have had people from different ministries coming in. We have also had the opportunity to be able to question stakeholders, such as that we have also been able to engage the police. For instance, on my sports paper, the police were there working with us to ensure that everything is in order. So progress towards working with the government and us getting my MOUs and them allowing us to work in community, I think we are making great strides towards that. And also the fact that the parties are willing to work with us already enables us to penetrate better as compared to if we didn't have the support of the parties in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line. Ruth, as I bring in Mkoma Kurawone, you've been listening, Kurawone. I'm sure you'd like to chip in.
Yeah. Like I said before, unfortunately, she was not here because of the network. But we really appreciate the efforts of the 24H. We can see their direction. We can see where they want us to go as a nation. We can see where they want us to go as citizens. But you know what? Our participation in their program will be determined by the behavior of our colleagues, because it's only a fool who does one thing over and over again and expect a different result. So if we continue doing this and realize that our colleagues from ZANU-PF, they want to repent, then there won't be any need for us to continue participating in such programs. But at least we need to see some changes in terms of behavior. We need to see some changes in terms of the way of doing their business on the part of our colleagues. We can participate in this program to the end. So if everything was Zakat, we can go. If one has to go to Murewa, we can go and participate. We are prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. But at least we want to see the results achieved from our colleagues, because we can't say today we are playing soccer with them and the following morning one of our colleagues is injured, and tomorrow we play soccer with them, tomorrow one of our colleagues is injured. The people will take us as a joke. They say, look, you guys, what are you doing? We are trying to befriend people who want to be your friends, you know? But at least if they show that they want at least to be our friends, we don't have any problem with that. We can play, we can do my activities, Jesse. But then if it is like that, honestly speaking, we cannot continue. That's why I said, these people, they have a good idea. They have a good, very, very good idea. But the problem is how we are going to implement it as political parties. That is what is going to determine the success of the program.
Interesting point there. Let me throw it back to Ruth. Ruth Anzi Navakurawone, we really appreciate your efforts, but the success of your endeavors will be determined by ZANU-PF's behavior, because Anzi Navakurawone, we need reciprocity. They need to reciprocate. Anzi Isusu, we are playing ball, but we will not tolerate a situation whereby 4H irikuita matano ekuti yananisa tukupinda munandare tukutamba nhafu, then tomorrow mumwe wedu omuka akapondwa kana kuti akarohwa. How do you address such a challenge?
Okay, I appreciate what you're saying. It's quite practical. That's really a very sad incident for it to happen at the time when I'm trying Kuyana and Misavan. And it really brings back progress, because they will not be asking such questions, because you mean, how far are you going to go with this process? And for us, there's an organization to stretch that puti. Some of these things, Sikwami Seo, who influence them at this decision. And our idea setup is to earn our support from even the leaders, Vakuvaj. Vav, Vashuonikao, but she'd support our methods to ensure that they account for their members. Because right now, let's say I'm a member of a particular party. Really, what is there that controls my behavior? Is there punitive measures that are there from within the party or even beyond, maybe the same constitutional part that control my behavior as an individual? And in the event that I break those, what are the repercussions? We need for us to all be clear and be accountable for everyone. That's why it's really easier to follow up on these issues. And like he's saying, Kuzanini, we can't be playing ball today and tomorrow this. Like we're starting off now, we are hoping for these things will keep on listening to the point where we don't even hear of these instances anymore. And this will keep continue. Let us not be disheartened by these incidents. Let us try by all means to save more lives. Let us try by all means to facilitate for peace. Because if you keep on saying, Kuzanini says, what are you to regular? Upon at this moment in time, we want everyone to be on board, and we say we're going to agree against political intolerance in Zimbabwe.
And besides soccer, are there any other sporting activities or any other, different activities for that matter that you are planning to address this issue of political violence?
One of the strategies. We are planning more trainings, more stakeholder engagements, and also joint intervention. Ideally, for this project, we want to come up with a youth charter on electoral processes. This is a document that's going to be contributed by all the parties to say what do we want or how do we expect the conduct of our youth to be on electoral processes. We want democracy, we want to achieve this, and in all this, we want to document it as a youth charter. So it's also mainly our consultations be on that. And this is where I think we want the document to determine if someone does this, what is expected, what is the way forward, for us to be able to inculcate some form of transparency and accountability on each and every member of the public. And for us to say the youth, because of saying we are the majority. And so going forward, we're going to be having consultations pertaining to what the parties would want the charter to have, what the parties would want to give power to the charter, how much of influence the charter would want to control, and how much of the charter they want to be represented.
And the training that you are talking about, Ruth, what does it look like? Do you have any education on violence and disruption? Because here in the United States, especially in bad neighborhoods, there are what they are calling, what they call violence disruptors. These are people trained to, disrupt violence, a potentially volatile situation. Suppose they see two people quarreling and trying to go at each other. They step in with their training and cool down the situation. Does your training entail such a thing?
Yes, the training, so far we've trained 25 people. CCC, ZANU-PF, and MPCT, the youth leaders, they were trained on peace, conflict, transformation, and development. Some of the issues addressed also included conflict tracking, peace building, reconciliation. Like I alluded to, Kuti, like you were saying, Kuti, my sports, there was some form of unrest. Yes, there was a conflict, but we were able to manage it. And mainly the leaders were the ones who were able to influence. And ideally, our strategy says we are going to train the leaders. As we go to consult on the charter, we are also now going to train the youth and communities. We want to get to the grassroots levels. We want to get even to communities that have been labeled as marginalized and have this network of what we'd call, for us, we're calling them peace ambassadors. They are the people who take it upon themselves to ensure conflict management, to ensure peace, to ensure that there's cohesion in society, and also serve as unifiers, and also be able to create a network whereby they flag these issues. If in this region there is some form of conflict, we want to hear it from them. They have to be on the ground. They have to inform in progress. They have to inform if they need for assistance. That way we are able to be there as a network of its ambassadors in real time. By the time we get to 2023, if we continue training, because it was a TOT, so if we continue training more youth and getting them to be part of the movement, then we have this strong network within communities that is able to serve as watchdogs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Ruth. Please do stay on the line as we wrap up. We have just 8 minutes remaining on the clock. Ngiphenduke kubaba uGodfrey Kurawone owebandla le-Triple C. Mnumzana Kurawone, you've been hearing the Ruth Achi Taura. We are talking about the issue of peace ambassadors or violence disruptors. Do you guys in the Triple C have any training on the issue of disrupting violence or avoiding engaging the other side should they confront you?
I think it would recall some time back when Linda Masarira was trying to come up with a cooked story about the trainings which we used to do. Those trainings were meant to teach how to manage conflicts and how to avoid violence and how to deal with the issues of violence in terms of, you know, making sure that there is always peace. So we have been doing that, but since we started the CCC party, we haven't had done such a training, and I'm glad that 4-H has brought it forward. I think a CCC will grab that opportunity and learn from them. But the challenge now is, previously we used to do it on ourselves, but now that you will be with our colleagues from the other side, we don't know how much we are going to take from 4-H, because some of these meetings that disrupted, we saw one being disrupted in another last time. I think you saw it. So that's the biggest challenge. But then I would want to comment on the issue she talked about the leadership, the top leadership, that they want to see the top leadership coming to witness their games and so forth. That is very, very possible. That can happen. But not at this time when we have the candidates of today who say just hours after the program, he tweets inciting violence. We then never know if our leaders are going to be safe in that environment. Let us get together first as the young people and agree on the trajectory that we want to take in terms of maintaining peace in the country. Once we are sure that we know what we are supposed to do as the young people and we know how important we are in as far as maintaining peace is concerned, that is when we can say, oh, Vice President Ndebiti, can you come to our program? We have a program. He will come without any fear of being attacked by anyone. But as it is right now, believe you me, you cannot invite him and agree to come on that program. Because at the moment, he doesn't know what these countries are feeling about him, especially when he tweets on Twitter. I think you have seen his tweets. They are always there to incite violence. He always inciting violence. So at the moment, I think the ground is not ripe at the moment for now to bring the leadership to such programs. But I believe with more effort, and like you say, that you have a number of programs that we have. So I think with more effort and with more time, I think that you will succeed to create a peaceful environment, which will enable everyone to come to your programs without any fear of being attacked.
Mm-hmm. And let's have your last word, Mr. Krawone, as we wrap up the show and before we close it with Ruth. What would you want to say to other young people pertaining violence?
I want to send a very strong message to the young people, that when we talk of peace, let's be sincere. And let's do things in utmost good faith. Let's not pretend. Because peace is very important. And to everyone out there, let's all try to be peaceful. Violence doesn't solve anything. If you want to see how bad violence is, you realize that that thing is not good at all. So let's try by every means possible, wherever we are, wherever we go, with whoever you are with, try to make peace. Even mkakonana, I think dialogue should be the first thing than violence.
Mm-hmm. Well said there, Mkoma Godfrey Krawone of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Tita Fara zvikuru kwanemi muchirongwa vakurawone. Please do join us again next time. We appreciate.
Nyavonga kulu puti ndungamili.
Siyabona ndati kurawone. Thank you so very much. As we wrap it up with Ruth, the Zokere Ekwaori Ruth, and we have just a minute here. Give us your last word to young people as we head towards 2023.
Okay, I would like to say to my fellow young people, what unites us is more than what divides. And we need to set aside our political differences and respect individual rights, choices, freedom of association, and respect life. Njengabantu abasha, okuhlanganisayo kunenja lokho okuhlukanisayo. So, sokwesikhathi sibambane and say asafuni ukuba sihlukumezana, sihloniphe ukuthi omunye nomunye ule ma-rights akhe uzakhetha lokho akufunayo, uzakhetha lokho okumhambelayo. Ungakukhulu to the point yokuthi una sophakamisa ngambi lije ufuna ukumtshaya kwenzelwane. So hoping ukuthi in the future we appreciate that we want development, we want jobs, we want a better economy, we want new innovations in Zimbabwe. And this comes from us as people. But we will not achieve it as long as we are this divided, as long as we are this polarized. We need to unite. And regardless of political affiliation, because there is more that you can do for our country as youth and not as political parties.
Mm-hmm. Well said there, Ruth. Siyabonga kakhulu ungatinwa lakusasa ukuba lathi kuhlelo. And please keep up that good work. Siyabadinga o anti tinovada vayana nisiwana tete.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Ruth. That's Ruth Chamola from the organization 4H Zimbabwe. Sivelo Godfrey Krawone njalo webandla le Citizens Coalition for Change. And like I said earlier, abezanu PF besivanxusile uMabutho Moyo. Wathembisa mpela ukubana hayi uza kuba khona kuhlelo kodwa hayi sizamile ukuxhumana laye ube ngadopa ucingo asazi ukuthi kusuke kwathini. But that's it, Zimbabwe. We appreciate your time and let's make another date next Tuesday. This has been The Connection, your youth forum here at the Voice of America on Studio 7. Ikamalami ngontungamili nkomo. And by the way, remember we have the morning news Monday through Friday beginning 6 o'clock ekuseni ngeze sishona esiqala ngo-6 kuthi ngo-half past 6 kungene eze sindebele. Lingakhohlwa-ke zikhona ezekuseni, zikhona leza kusihlwa. Good night, Zimbabwe.